Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Welcome back to Anyways, Moving On. We're your hosts, Peyton
and Abby.
And today, we are going to talk about our passion for culinary arts.
Something that's so near and dear to our hearts.
Near and dear to both of our hearts. We have a lot of deep connections with things such as flambéing.
Basting. And some would say blending. So basically, to start it off, is that Peyton and I are both babies of culinary...
We're culinary nepo babies.
Yes. We are both babies of fathers who went to culinary school, which I feel like...
Shout out Dale and Mark.
Shout out Dale and Mark. I feel like it's a dying breed. Like, I haven't met many people that have parents in the culinary industry or, like, went to culinary school.
Yeah.
So you were, like, one of the first.
And what's funny about our dads is they both specifically went to Johnson and Wales, but we have a dad each from each Johnson and Wales. Like, my dad went to the, what is it, South Carolina?
Johnson and Wales. Or North Carolina, one of them.
And then Dale went to the Providence one. Right? Yeah.
Which I think is so funny. And then Peyton and I were talking about it, and we were like, what does culinary school actually entail?
And we were like, what's the social life looking like there?
Yeah, like just everything from social life to assignments to just the classroom structure is just so out of our imagination. Well, I wouldn't say it's just hard to imagine without thinking you're just making things up.
Yeah, and so we're like, what would, like, your curriculum even look like? Like, what are your required credits? Like, and we're like, what are the major, like, is there a major system?
Yeah, exactly. And so then was born, what did we call our campus?
Oh, shoot, I have a whole document. Okay, so
we drafted a document.
Essentially, Abby and I, in case you didn't know this about us, we're really funny, but we're also kind of strange. Heavy on the strange and off-putting. We love to be off-putting. You should be off-putting.
Oh, my God.
I love that. I quote that to you so all funny. The time.
I know.
Wait, let me...
It's so good.
I'm trying to find where...
Okay, so while Peyton's finding that, we basically were talking about, like, what the curriculum's like, because we were kind of basing it off of our curriculum, and we were, or, like, I don't know, just colleges in general, or, like, is there, like, a dicing class, or, like, basting 101, or, like... meat rarity class. Like, I don't know. And obviously all of these questions could be answered very simply by asking our fathers, but I feel like we like to leave it up to the imagination.
But why ask Dale and Mark when instead we could come up with our own alternate reality in which there is just a huge culinary campus with a bunch of crazy class names?
Exactly. And,
okay, so our culinary campus, I don't think it actually has a name for, like,
we'll
the entire campus.
We'll refer to it as culinary campus, though.
Right. And then we have Cutlery Commons, which is, like...
a nice quad.
That's a big place on campus. Like, yes. There's, like, a lot of activity
yeah,
there.
Yeah, that's where, like, the activities fair would be.
It's, and, like, our equivalent of, like, the Dimple.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then we have Condiment Quad.
Which you could picture as, like, the quad between those upper campus buildings.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, it would just be, like, a common space between buildings. Like, there's also, like, YMC Circle, like, that type of vibe.
Then we have Deep Dish Dining, which I think is, like, the main dining hall.
Yeah, I think so.
And then the Big Spoon, which is a dining hall.
Ooh, yeah, I forgot about that.
And then the Little Spoon, which is, like, a cafe, like Balfour.
Like, Hood, yeah, Balfour Hood.
Yeah. And then... we have the Betty Crocker Library.
That one was really good.
This
was genius.
Yeah. Potwater Pond.
That's
Mincing so Meadows.
Ooh.
And we also have the Whiskatorium.
Oh, the Whiskatorium.
So, guys, essentially, this is what Abby and I do instead of doing our homework when we go to the library. we sit there and our friend Abby just like sits there and listens to us mm-hmm. bounce ideas back and forth yeah. about what this like culinary campus would look like, because genuinely it's turned into like, it's like a fan fiction like alternate reality. Like, and we've inserted everyone from our lives oh, yeah. at Wheaton into so this reality. Many,
this is not just a me and Peyton thing. This gets publicized to everybody and anyone we know.
This is spread to all of our friends.
But very cryptically. Like, we never explain mm-hmm. it in full depth. We just kind of, like...
Like, we'll text Ethan and we'll be like, Ethan, are you like, rushing mustard?
Yes. So, we have to get into that as well, too. So, this all sparked because my friend back home... I was on FaceTime with her over winter break, and she asked me if my dad was in any frats, or, like, if he was in a frat. And I go, he went to culinary school. And then she, like, kind of laughed, and she's like, oh, yeah. But then it had me wondering, like, were there frats at culinary school? I mean, among the fact that it was Johnson & Wales, and they're, like, good, they're, like, known for culinary
yeah.
arts, there are other majors at Johnson & Wales, and there is just other academic life other than culinary arts.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So,
but we were like, what would a frat look like at a culinary school? Like, would it be different? And what would they be?
Yeah. We kind of took it like
we kind of took it as a bit. We took it as a bit. Okay, I'm sure there's just like Phi Kappa Omega there. Whatever. Yeah,
and it like has no affiliation with like any yeah. school.
Like Tri Delt. Like I'm sure.
I know there's some like frats and sororities that are like associated with like the business school.
Yeah.
And like that type of stuff, but like there's definitely not any associated with culinary the but culinary no. school.
Abby and I took this bit and we ran with it. Like we started creating.
We ran with it.
Oh, we ran with it.
So I think we should go down kind of our the way we segmented the frats.
Do you have a document with everyone's frat and sorority? Do yes, you have I a do. Document? Funny you should ask.
Funny you say that. Okay, so here's what we have. We have that there are some, like,
there are some houses. Co-ed frats.
There are some co-ed frats, and those which, are usually depicted by condiments.
Yes.
So, like, mustard house, ketchup
right,
house.
Right.
Mayo house.
Mayo house.
You know. Then we have, like, fruits and veggies. We which, have, like... Carrot
I think
house.
Decided that fruits were going to be, sororities, and then meat was going to be frats, right?
Yeah, I think so. And so, we were really deep into this frat, and at one point, we wanted to make a whole map. Like, you know how there's, like, a map of, like, Wheaton?
Yeah.
And, like, where everything is, like, numbered? Oh, my God, I'm actually, if I have a lot of free time one night, I'll muster that up. But...
Muster up the culinary campus
mustered
map.
Up
yeah
so it started with Peyton and I like joking about what house we were gonna rush.
Mm-hmm.
I think I said mustard house.
Yeah, we were having a fake dispute about whether I was rushing mustard or mayo because Abby claimed that she had seen me in a what was it a mayo baby tee going to rush mayo.
I thought I saw you in mayo house merch, so I assumed that you were rushing mayo house.
But I said no. What the hell? Why would I rush?
Why would I ever
mayo?
Rush Mayo House?
Like, oh my God, no! What did I end up rushing? I think I ended
I can't
up
remember.
Rushing.
I thought it was ketchup, but
ketchup. Yeah, I think.
And then
that
I
was
rushed
what it was.
Mustard. If you just
are those rival.
They're no. I feel I Greek picture life. Them more as kind of like
co-partner,
brother, sister, co-partner vibe. But so. Yeah, we were just kind of coming up with, like, our friends and what house we think they would be in. We have, like, other, like, condiments. Like, we have, like...
Which is so funny have, like, because this is based purely off intuition. There is no evidence behind
also,
what
just,
any
like,
of these people should
just,
be.
Just, like, what sounds fun. Like, it's, It's, like, when you're, like, okay, if my friends were a fruit, like, what would they be? Like, oh, Peyton would be a blueberry.
Right.
It's, like, the same vibe.
But then
that.
We're also putting actual thought into it sometimes. Like, we're like, oh, like, what are
you The fact that it was co-ed or, like...
Right. Like, we're like, oh, Ethan would probably want to rush a meat frat with, like, another friend.
Yeah, like, we're just,
like we would, like, put, like, actual reasoning into it.
We're, yeah.
But then we would just, like, text people and we'd be like, Are you rushing Mustard House?
Yeah.
Are you rushing Beef House?
And then that's where we get a little insane and strange, is right. when we start texting people random stuff they don't know about.
That's where it becomes off-putting.
But I remember it was so funny because we really wanted to avoid our work in the library that day. So we didn't stop at assigning frat houses. We also assigned what courses they would take. So I have written for someone that they would take juice studies, basting 101, and intro to blending first semester. And then
yeah,
I remember we had decided on our majors, and your major was culinary literature or something like that.
Oh, it was culinary journalism.
Yes, culinary journalism.
And what was yours?
I forget what mine was. I might have majored in meat. But I
just
remember
beef.
I remember Peyton and I were getting in like in a fake argument again in this like culinary world, and you were like threatening my career with like one bad culinary review.
Yeah, I was like, I have the power of public opinion.
I remember I have like snaps of us like saying stuff to each other. Let me find them.
Oh my god.
What do you think my major would be? Meat?
You know, I feel like you would major in soups and sauces.
Okay, wait. So, to put in a little bit of, like, reality, I did ask my father a little bit about what classes were like, and he did say he took a class labeled soups and sauces, which I think kind of pushes our agenda even more, because, like, that's so on brand
so
with what
funny.
We've been saying.
That's so enabling.
Yeah.
Like, that just furthers our narrative.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know.
I know. I have not asked my dad much about his culinary school experience.
We should interview them.
I know. We should bring him on the pod.
I'm looking at all of these snaps. Only losers are in Knives 101 in their second semester. Oh, shoot.
Are those
I
saved in our chat?
Yeah, they are.
Oh, my
God. I keep
God.
Scrolling out of them.
Wait, I need to look.
What? We have debating between the impact of gender norms on rarity of steak and cultural bias in legumes course. Which is rushing Mustard
my
House.
My God.
Oh, we have like mayo capo. Wait, mayo kappa mayo. Herbology, study of herbs.
Cooking and texting is not going to roll in basting 301.
Hearing someone gossip about Mayo House and Cutlery Commons. When she's low-key jealous of my background in poultry.
When she's jealous, I'm exempt from prep work 198 because I scored so high on the AP. Oh, yeah. So this started stretching further.
Oh,
now,
yeah.
Now we're creating a reality in which there are high school AP classes that you can take on culinary practices.
Exactly. We're just, like, insane. Okay. Let's formulate our school life in this culinary campus.
Yeah.
What
would it
of,
look like?
Yeah, what would it look like? Like, what type of...
Ooh, let's do, like, a day in the life, like,
ooh,
they do on the Wheaton Instagram story.
So, my day would start off, I wake up. I take my diced tomatoes, aka my homework for that day, and I put in my backpack. And then, like, oh my god, I'm walking to class, and then, like, typical me, I forgot my shallots in the fridge that I need to bring to my class because I'm gonna be emulsifying them.
Fuck my shallots!
So I go back to my room. We can be roommates in this scenario.
Okay.
I go back to my room. Peyton's still sleeping. She's, like, sleeping with, like, you can tell she fell asleep in the middle of her dicing from last night's
There's
assignment.
There's a knife still in my hand.
That's so scary. You can tell she's just, like, her onion is almost falling off the bed. Like, it's on a cutting board. And then I grab my kitchen utensil set,
mm-hmm.
and I put in my backpack, and I go to my class, which is going to be dicing and mincing 101.
Right. Oh, you didn't pass the AP for that?
Well, it's a prerequisite.
Oh,
for
did
everything.
They not? Oh, did they not offer that?
It's a prereq.
Where you're from? Did they not offer that? Oh my God, Abby, this is even better because you're literally from a town called Sandwich. They didn't offer that in Sandwich?
No, but I passed my AP in sandwich constructing.
Oh, well, that makes
in
sense.
In sandwich harmony. In flavor harmony.
I'm surprised you didn't go into the sandwich police with all that sandwich
knowledge.
Oh my
gosh.
Anyway, what does the rest of your day look like?
So after my mincing and dicing class, I'll probably get a bite to eat at the Little Spoon.
Right.
What should the Little Spoon offer? Like, what type of food are we thinking?
I think, like, sandwiches, a little soup,
okay.
A little, some lattes.
So, maybe I'll get, like, a little sandwich.
A cookie.
A cookie.
A cookie.
A singular cookie. Okay, so then I'll get a sandwich. I'll munch on it. I'll go do some work in my Betty Crocker library. And by work... What am I doing? By work, I'm going... Oh, wait, no, I forgot. I have to go pick up my entire roast turkey in the lab room. And I have to bring it to the library to baste and stuff
it. It's been roasting for 48 hours, so...
Oh, my gosh. I think at this point, next semester, I want to take a class in... what are those things called? Pressure cookers?
Oh, my God, that'd be so fascinating. I would
know,
love to
right?
take one of those.
So I need to go all the way back down campus mm-hmm. to my lab room to pick up my roast turkey, bring mm-hmm. it back to the Betty Crocker library, and then I need to stuff it and baste it.
I just tried to take a drink of water and like avoid getting my gulp
but
on camera.
You could hear the gulp.
You could hear the gulp.
Anyways. So I'll baste and stuff and I'll make some progress with that. And then I'll carry my turkey across campus.
Typical day.
Typical day. Just me carrying my turkey across campus. And then for my next class, I actually have to get an apron fitting.
Oh.
Yeah. So yeah. I have to go and get my measurements done.
Hate doing that.
I know. It's tedious. But once you get that apron and you put it on, it fits.
Ugh,
it's perfect.
It fits like a glove.
It fits like a glove.
When you put it on and you tie it in the back and your waist is snatched
and it cinches you.
And you're feeling good, nothing is a better feeling.
Nothing.
But, oh my God, what
the
a process.
The only thing that could be better is when your chef hat, like, has the right amount of poof in it.
Oh my God, that like, gets me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I go in the kitchen and I have a well-fitted apron... And a poofy chef
mm-hmm.
hat, nothing can ruin my day.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I swear.
And then, after that, I finally go to my class and I get my apron fitting. And then we learn a little bit about root vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of
mm-hmm.
like basic mm-hmm. prerequisite.
Right.
And then I probably go to Cutlery Com... Wait.
Cutlery Commons?
Wait.
Or
what's the dining hall called?
Good question. Hold on. Let me pull it up.
Dining dish? No. I think that's
deep dish dining.
Deep dish dining. Okay, so then I go to deep dish dining. Probably meet up with you at one point to eat at deep dish.
Duh.
Depending on what your schedule is. And then I go back to the room and I work on my homework due tomorrow, which is going to be ceviche.
That gets
and
me
that
every
is
time.
And then yeah.
Wow, that is a packed day. So,
what's yours?
So my day, so obviously you leave before I wake up.
Duh.
I wake up in a pile of onions, half chopped.
So you get up and you just have to frantically chop them.
So I get up, I finish mincing.
Mm-hmm.
I finish my mincing. Ugh, I have to go to mincing.
Ugh.
So I get up, I get dressed, pack my apron,
mm-hmm.
my sheath of knives, which are very important. You need different
You give them a nice good sharpen before you leave.
Oh my God. Did you, were you ever like a kid and your dad would be in the kitchen just like,
like, oh, like sharpening the knives with
yeah.
each other?
Oh my God. I wish I could like accurately make that noise, but
my dad wouldn't ever do that.
It was like he had the, like, you know the thing that, like, you sharpen them with? It's like the little iron thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you,
the, like, block.
No, it wasn't a block. It was like this little, like, stick of iron.
Oh, almost. Okay.
That's such a, like, nostalgic. My voice keeps going in and out.
That's okay.
That's such a, like, nostalgic sound for
really?
Me.
Really?
It's like the sound of a sharpening knives. Anyway, so I give my knives a quick sharpen, throw them in my sheath, roll them up. So I have my apron and my hat. I pack my backpack. Do you think they use backpacks?
For sure.
For sure. Throw my knives
in the kitchen,
backpack.
Though, that's a fire hazard, I feel.
And I have to get going to Mincing 101. So I run to Mincing 101.
Wait, are we mincing together? No.
No, I have a different time. Me. Yeah.
Oh, you chose
like
12:30.
Because I like to sleep in. Yeah.
I'm in the 10:50 or 10:30, sorry.
Right. So I go to Mincing, mince up a bunch of different veggies. You know, you got some carrots, you got some garlic. Garlic is a big one. Because you have to get that, like,
you
creamy
need to get that
minced garlic. You know what I mean?
You need to get that even minced so every bite has the same math flavor. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then once I'm done with Mincing 101, I have to run back to our dorm in... No.
I don't think we named dorms. Are we living in the flat?
No. Well, we're living in Must...
Oh, wait, you're in Ketchup House. I'm in Must... Okay, let's say this is before... Not to complicate
this
even more.
This is freshman year.
This is before we decide to rush.
Right. So, I run back to the dorm, and I have to grab my camera, because the next class that I have is food and culinary photography. It's a 200 level class.
As a freshman,
which, like, okay.
Okay.
I got, like, selected to be in it.
No, yeah,
you know?
Like, you have to fill out a Google form.
Yeah. So they teach you all about lighting and, like, plating and, like, food presentation and stuff.
Okay.
Really fascinating class. Would definitely recommend. You should add that to your, like, list of classes to take.
Yeah, I will.
But anyway, and it's one of the requirements for my journalism major. Mm. So I go to that. And then those are my two classes for the day. Like, I have a pretty light schedule. So then I go and I am on the board for the school food journal. So I went to, it was like this a catering event that they did. And I took a bunch of pictures and took some quotes and statements, you know, for the food journal. Asked the critics what they thought, all that stuff. Then I went to Betty Crocker Library, did some reading. I have a lot of reading
for
my
classes.
Did
you see me with my turkey
No
way I'm basting and stuffing a turkey in the library and you're reading in it. That should not exist in the same room.
I did see you basting and stuffing your turkey. I didn't want to see anything, though.
Looked a little lopsided.
Because it did look a little uneven, but I wasn't going to say anything because I just wanted to let you have your creative outlet.
Creative outlet? It's for my lab.
Then I went to my lab and I picked up my marinades.
Okay.
My marinades that have been developing.
Okay.
And I also did a little work on some soups that I had due soon. One of the soups? No. Listen.
Okay.
I had to, like, put my water bottle down.
Yeah,
like,
for, like, emphasis.
Listen. Emphasis. My professor. Okay. Professor Stromboli. So, like, one thing about him, he is really, really tough with, like, his assignments.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the assignments was, so we have to make three soups, right? But at least one of them has to have a different homemade aspect in the soup besides the soup, if that makes sense. So I had to hand make pasta.
Ooh, okay.
The other day at, like, 7 o'clock at night. It's like,
I know,
it's like
I
late.
Saw you, like, flouring and
yeah,
everything.
Yeah.
when I came in.
Because I had made my soups, mm-hmm. but I forgot about that extra aspect. Mm-hmm. So then I'm like, fuck, what do I do? And so I had to, like, make my little flour dome and put the eggs in there. Well? Yes. And I had to make pasta at, like, 7 o'clock last mm-hmm. night. I was tired.
I know.
I was hungry.
I know.
I was done.
That's why you fell asleep with your onions.
But you know what? I put that you pasta through the... I forget what the name is.
Through the KitchenAid attachment?
Through the KitchenAid,
yeah.
Pasta attachment on my...
We haven't...
On my custom mixer. It's we teal blue.
We haven't quite gone to Machinery 101. We'll learn these names soon.
How many 101 classes are there?
So many.
So
then,
many.
Because then... I don't know.
We're only in semester yeah. two. Like, give us I know. A break.
I know.
But then I got back to the dorm. We made some couscous for dinner. It was great.
Just couscous. We go to the culinary school and we made couscous.
Couscous and salmon.
Okay.
Couscous in our dorm.
And a honey balsamic glaze.
Well, because
salmon.
One thing about culinary dorms is they have a real emphasis on the kitchen. So we do have like an actual kitchen. Mm-hmm. So we made couscous and salmon for
yeah,
dinner.
Okay. Yeah, like, we have a whole, like, island.
Watched a little Who Can Beat Bobby Flay, and then went to bed.
Oh, my God. That's actually something I need to, like, express. One thing about my father.
Oh, my God. Wait, we were talking about this.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, go ahead.
My dad, obviously, these are his own opinions, but also he has some more knowledge than I do in the field. Mm-hmm. So, within the famous... chefs we know, like Gordon Ramsay and Bobby Flay and, like, I don't know, Guy Fieri, I guess, and, like,
right.
all these people. Like, I didn't really know the hierarchy between them of, like, who is the best, because they all seem like, I mean, obviously they're all better than what I could do or, like, what anybody
right,
else
right.
is doing. Like, that's why they're so well known. But I was asking my dad, like, who is better in the case scenario of, like, Gordon Ramsay and Bobby Flay? Or, like, who is better between, like... I don't even know. But anyways, my dad is a big Bobby Flay stan. He thinks Bobby Flay is, like, one of the best people, and he's, like, really hard to beat. But I didn't think Bobby Flay was all that.
I don't know. I'm kind of anti-Bobby Flay.
You're anti-Bobby?
Personally, I'm more of a Guy Fieri, Gordon Ramsay kind of girl.
Yeah,
because I love them because I think they're, like, down to earth. One thing about Bobby Flay.
Yeah, Bobby Flay.
Bobby
has
Flay
an ego.
Strikes me as an egotistical.
Well,
because
he
guy.
Has a whole show about, like, can you beat me?
I know, like, that's a
like,
crazy
okay.
concept.
But also,
who
like,
pitched that?
But also, like, I don't know, probably him. But also, like, it's
guys.
Working for him. Like, he's yeah. apparently he's really like for that reason. He's good. Like, he has a whole show trying to beat him.
I mean,
him. Like,
I don't know.
Good.
People have beat him, though.
I know. People have beat him. And my dad was, like, saying how, like, crazy, like, that is. Like, that's such a good honor.
Hard.
Yeah, like.
It is to beat Bobby
It's one
Flay.
Of those things where it's, like.
Right.
There's no incentive. Like, there's no, like, money to it. Like, oh, if you beat him, you win, like, thousands of dollars. It's just, like, you have that bragging right.
But also, don't get me wrong, but, like, to an extent, is cooking not very, very subjective? Like,
it
I mean,
is...
in some ways, like, obviously the, like, methods and, like, flavors and stuff, like, there's a lot of, like, science and, mm-hmm. like, I don't know, like, standards behind that.
Mm-hmm.
But also, like, at the end of the day...
Being unconventional can, like...
Yeah. But also, like... I don't know, like, who are these judges, like...
Right, because it's, isn't
cause
it all
also,
just based on taste?
I kind of wonder, like, I almost taste. Sometimes wonder if these, like, cooking shows where it's like, oh, beat Bobby Flay or, like, stuff like that, is there a little bit of bias there?
Right, like, does Bobby know the judges and, like, who he's catering to?
Right, or, like, I don't know, like...
But, actually, also, that's, like, the aspect of the second level of Bobby Flay is, like... The competitor brings in their own recipe. You know what I mean? Like, it's not
yeah.
Bobby Flay picking a recipe that could, like, easily cater. I don't know. Regardless, I couldn't beat Bobby Flay. I never claimed I couldn't either.
I
never claimed I could.
Can you imagine?
Can you imagine? I just go on that show and I annihilate him. Like 3-0. Like 3-0.
We walk in. We fuck his shit up. He doesn't know what hit him.
He quits the show after that. He just
He's
is
like,
so
I can't
demotivated.
Do this anymore. But no, like, genuinely.
Beat Peyton and Abby.
He walks into the exec room. He's like, guys, I have this crazy idea, okay? Hear me out. Who can beat me. Bobby Flay.
I'm Bobby Flay. Who can be? But my dad was saying that he thinks Bobby Flay is better, but he doesn't. I think he said it was like a tie up between him and Gordon. But I scoured the internet because I was like, I want to see them face off. There's not a single thing.
No,
and I don't
they
know
probably
if that's
know
strategic.
That it would be
break the internet
too earth shattering.
Break the internet.
Can
yeah.
you imagine?
But then my father was. He mentioned some guy named
Because what does that do to your career?
Right?
What does that do to your
career? Because
then
you're like, oh, well, now I know who's better. I'm going to watch this person. But my dad was talking about this chef.
If Gordon Ramsay, like...
This man.
Annihilates Bobby.
Wolfgang Puck. He's, like, the best of the best. But Bobby Flay... Okay, wait. Where did Gordon Ramsay go to culinary school?
Good question.
He went to Oxfordshire. Technical College.
See,
for
also
hotel
the thing,
management.
Also, the thing is, they're from very different culture. Well,
he
not
went to
not
school
very
for
different.
Hotel management.
But like, also, Gordon is what British? He's British, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, and then Bobby's American, so that like that's also
but
a
Bobby,
thing.
Bobby went to school in Paris for. Culinary arts, which is
of course he did.
Which that's like extremely impressive.
You guys can see it, but I just eye rolled so
hard. That's extremely impressive, though. Also, here's another thing I've asked my father. Wait, did your dad go to like a vocational school? Or did he go to like a public school?
Like before culinary school?
Yeah.
Oh, he just went to like state school.
Because I was talking to my dad, and I was like, how do you even apply for culinary school? Like, do you send a steak in? Like, what do you do? And my dad was like, well, I went to a vocational school.
Send your portfolio.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And I'm like, and then he was like, I went to a vocational school, which now I make fun of him for that, because I think that's, not that, like, that's funny, but, like, I don't know.
It's a
my
little
father
silly.
Is just
Well, it's
silly.
Funny. It's funny, because, well, for me, it's like, just like what led you to like go from like regular college to like culinary school?
Right, because your dad went to a regular college first and then culinary school.
Yeah.
I wonder what that thought process was. Like, was it like I'm not trying regular college again?
Or, I like, think the thing is like, I don't know if your parents do this, but sometimes my dad will just decide that he's gonna just drop some random lore about his life one day. And so like one time I went out to breakfast with him, and he was just telling me about how he like lived with his cousin in Florida. And then his cousin went to culinary school, and that's why he went to culinary school, because he was like, oh, like I low-key want to do this.
Interesting.
Yeah,
so it was like almost like it was kind of like spontaneous in a sense,
I guess. So like, I don't really know. I really don't know a lot about my dad's
but
like
now he's
academic
so happy.
Career
he's so happy with his little drones just flying over the food.
Yeah, he's so happy with his restaurant Instagram account that he
That's
runs.
So good.
Yeah.
I don't, like, I don't know. I don't understand. Do you get, like, scouted? Like, I don't know. Do you go to, like, competitions and then they're like, oh, he's from this school. Like, let's
You know what's
him.
So funny? You want to know such a funny little Mark lore fact?
Yeah.
Oops. I just hit my mic. My dad in my hometown goes and judges. Do you have like UTC? Like, do you
What's
know what that?
That
is? It's like for like half the school day in high school, you can like go and like learn like a vocation. Like you can learn like how to fix cars or like.
Well, we have UCT. Which is a school.
What?
Upper Cape Tech. Which is a vocational school.
Well, so it's like that, but it's like during the school day of high school. You can, so you can like, opt to have like half your classes be at this like other like vocational school and like learn a skill. So there's like a nursing program. And you can get your like associates or whatever from like doing that. But anyway, one of the programs that they do there is a culinary program. So you can like learn how to cook. They do culinary competitions, and my dad is like one of the judges.
That's so funny
because I would never think of my dad as like
equipped to judge
culinary food. Competitions. But he does, and like he just did it the other weekend when I was home, and he like
that's so good.
He like has a friend there or something, and apparently they just got a state-of-the-art dehydrator.
Oh my goodness.
It's like crazy expensive.
Yeah.
And he brought back dehydrated eggs.
Ew,
the grossest shit you could dehydrate.
Like, not like fruit.
And he's like so geeked about it. Like,
is he eating it, or is he just like
No.
So excited.
He was so excited about it. He like brought over all the bags of like dehydrated shit that he brought back from this competition. He was like, "Peyton, look, like my friend got like a dehydrator." And he's like showing me there's like dehydrated scrambled eggs. There was like dehydrated meat or something.
Ew,
I was like, dude.
Ew.
And it looks disgusting in the packaging.
Sure.
But apparently, as soon as you like add water to it, it's just like easily cooked food.
Oh, that's so, that makes me feel so weird.
It was so strange, but there was like genuinely on our kitchen counter, there was just like dehydrated scrambled eggs and bacon just sitting on our counter in a plastic bag container.
That's the one thing. I saw my dad this morning, and they will go on like the most strange side quests ever. Like, my dad just randomly was like, "Oh yeah, so I went to like the factory where they make lo mein noodles." And I said, "Okay." And he goes, "And I forgot to bring them. But I got like fresh lo mein noodles for you." And then like they gave me a bunch of free fortune cookies. And I was and so he gave me like a basket of like fortune cookies today. And I was like, okay.
Word.
Okay.
When did you end up going to the lo mein factory?
Literally. And like, how did you get there? Like, it sounded like it was for work, but why do you have to go to the lo mein factory? And also, why is it so local? I didn't know that.
Yeah, what?
It's like in proximity.
He's like, "Oh yeah, I just drove down the road, went to the lo mein factory." Yeah. Knocked on the door, they let me in.
Yeah, literally. Well, one time he brought me when I was little to the Cape Cod potato chip factory, and I remember being in there and watching all the potato chips get made, and he like knew some woman in there, and I was like, okay.
One time my dad brought me, because like, okay, prison girlies. One time my dad...
Prison girlies? You need to explain that. You can't just say prison girlies.
Okay. Well, Abby and I also discovered that our dads both ended up in the prison.
I thought you were going to say ended up in jail.
Ended up in jail, yeah. My dad goes to prison every day.
My dad's
in prison every day.
They work for...
He gets to go home at 5,
prisons, though. Yes.
Yeah, we discovered that Abby...
Which is so weird.
Abby and I's fathers both work in the prison industry.
Which I was on the phone with my dad, and he was like... "Which one? I probably know." Like, my dad was being nosy. He was like, "Which one? I probably know. I, like, we do all of New England." I'm like, okay.
I know, I was texting my dad, and I was like, "Oh, yeah, Abby's dad went to, like, Johnson and Wales, but, like, the Providence one."
Your dad
and
was like, "That's so cool."
And, like, now he works in prisons. And my dad was like, "Oh, fascinating." Like,
cool.
Okay.
Like, they're on... as much as they're very similar in their occupation, they're also on completely separate sides of it. Like, my dad is, like, I don't even know what he's working with food for the jail.
Right?
And then your dad's, like, making Instagram posts.
Yeah, my dad's, my dad doesn't even do, like, culinary at prison anymore.
Your dad is literally going to be invited to the next Bora Bora Tart trip. Imagine Mark just pulls that out of
Mark,
his ass.
Mark and Dale going on the Tartpore porch.
or like the like ski lodge trips that you always see. No, I would not be, because similar with your dad, my dad will also tell me lore, but like it's not even lore, just like random stuff that happened. Like I think I've said this, but like my dad will hear someone on the radio and be like, oh yeah, I went to their concert this summer. When?
Huh?
Oh, I was,
oh my God,
taking
my parents
pictures
do
with
that
Macklemore
too.
This weekend. Oh, okay.
Word?
What?
My parents do that too. Sometimes I'll check Facebook because I don't have like Facebook notifications on, but I'll go on
them.
I'll see what my grandma posted, how she did on her Wordle that day, you know, stuff like that. I'll go on. My parents are in fucking New Hampshire. What?
Oh, yeah.
Why are
oh,
you?
Yeah.
Wait. What are you doing there?
Yeah. My dad planned a
what do you
Key
mean?
West trip. Like 2 weeks before I was back from
oh
break.
My God. I'm texting my dad yesterday. He goes, oh, yeah, I'm flying to North Carolina to see your grandparents tomorrow.
All right.
What? Huh?
Okay.
Okay. Have fun. Like, I...
Have fun, I guess. I like, don't... It's not okay. Like I want to see my grandparents.
Yeah, what? Okay. Thanks a lot for that.
What?
Oh my God,
that's
they're
insane.
So random.
They're so random. It's just in the culinary blood, though.
Yeah.
What can I
but
say?
One time I went to a prison. Okay.
End of sentence.
One time I went to prison. Anyway. No, one time my dad went back when my dad like actually taught people in prison how to cook.
Mm-hmm.
Like that was his actual job, because it's
okay.
That's not really what his job is anymore. I just still tell people that's what his job is.
Because you don't really know what
his job
I don't
really
is
understand
now.
His new job.
Yeah.
But, because he works for the same people. It's just, like, a different position. But
and
one time my dad had,
hustle.
Like, a bring your kids to work day. But, obviously there's some ethical issues with bringing children
to
an
prison.
Actual prison.
Yes.
Like, you can't really do that.
Right.
Which I remember all the time when I was a kid, I was so upset that I couldn't go see my dad's students in prison. I don't think I really understood.
Yeah, like, the safety behind it.
Yeah, but anyway. And it was, like, bring your kids to work day, but obviously you didn't go to the prison. So it was at this, like, random event center. And there were, like, five of us. Like, there really weren't that many people there. And all I remember about that day is I learned how to make pasta.
Oh, okay.
And brought raw pasta dough home to cook. And also, I got a free t-shirt that I still have to this day. And it's really funny because it's like, I don't know who designed these t-shirts, but it's like Maine Correctional Department or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it's like the Monopoly, like, get out of jail free card.
Oh, that is insane. That is insane. That?
Like,
wait,
that's, like, a
whoa.
Vintage t-shirt now. Yeah. Yeah.
That's, like, a smack in the face. Like, what?
It's,
get
like,
out of jail. Imagine
really
seeing
funny.
A little Peyton wearing a get out of a shirt for a jail, and it says, get out of jail free card, and you're just in jail, and you're like, I wish, like,
you're
yeah,
like,
I would.
You're fully incarcerated and
yeah.
You see a little bitch wearing a t-shirt that
says
get
out
of jail free.
Easier said than done.
Yeah, like, I would what? If I could. If it was as easy as Monopoly, I wouldn't be here.
That's so funny. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, and you know what? That's like a limited edition design apparently, because the next year
it could sell for millions.
My sister went. And now it's just like a MDOC. Like,
someone
that's
got
all
fired,
it says.
I'm sure. Someone got fired.
That's all it says is like the four letters, like Maine Department of Corrections.
Yeah,
it's
as
like
it
MDOC.
Should. As it should.
Like,
get out of jail free. Are
I'll
you
have
kidding?
To send you a picture.
Yes.
It's at home.
Me.
I didn't even have the guts to bring it to school.
Does it fit you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's so like you can, a, like, wear it with a cute pair of
it's
jeans.
It's like an adult medium.
You can wear it with a cute pair of jeans and some, like, Adidas.
It's like a gray heather, like, Gildan t-shirt.
Wait,
and
with your socks.
You know, the graphic is kind of fading. I'm a little concerned. I don't know if I should wear it that much.
Yeah, you don't want to get rid
that's
of that
That's retro,
gem.
Bitch.
That's, yeah.
I was
retro.
Eight.
Retro.
I was like
if that
eight.
Ever ends up in a Goodwill, tell me which one and I'm going to go get it. Because I want it.
I'm going to sell it on Depop.
Please.
Vintage. Get out of jail.
Main correctional facility. T-shirt.
That's insane.
So to finish that episode off, I think that we should talk about what our last meal would be if we were in prison.
Our this death all row meal.
This all loops around. This
it
all loops
so
around.
Does. Death row.
Death row meal.
Prison. Food. Culinary.
Get out
arts.
Of jail free.
Okay. I would say. You go first.
So I'm going to do a fixing. I'm going to do a feast. Because here's the thing. Because
why ask for one thing?
It's not just a meal. It's my last meal. Exactly. So we're going to have everything under the sun.
I don't okay, care if first I throw course. Up before I die.
Literally. First course. I'm going to have a chocolate croissant.
Ooh.
An iced mocha latte with oat milk.
Yeah.
And a bacon, egg, and cheese.
Okay.
Specifically, I'm going to have a bacon, egg, and cheese on an everything bagel. The bacon is going to be juicy and thick.
Just like Chase.
Yeah.
Juicy imagine. And thick bacon?
Crunchy? Yeah, yeah, like thick cut, like okay, crunchy, okay. But like melt in your mouth crunchy. You gotcha. Know what I mean?
Yes,
when bacon
I
is
totally
at that
know what
perfect
you mean.
Consistency. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then second course, I think... second course, I'm going to go for good old broccoli cheddar soup.
Mm.
Oh, okay. My God. Oh, my God. No. Oh my Not gosh. Just broccoli cheddar soup.
Okay.
We're going Panera broccoli cheddar soup bread and bowl? Panera mac and cheese.
Are bread, they going to be in bread bowls?
Bread bowl for both.
Okay.
Because, obviously, like, the federal government is paying, like, this isn't on my dollar.
This you isn't know on I mean? My account. And even if it was.
So we're balling out. We're balling out. Third course. At this point, I'm stuffed. But we're still going.
But we're still... It doesn't matter if your stomach hurts later. There is no later.
No, there is no later.
Anyways, let's keep going.
Guys, we're not going to comment on the morality of the death penalty.
Yeah, this is...
That's not
this
for
is,
that podcast.
This is very much a trend.
This is very
this
much
is not
theoretical.
Just out of our...
This
yeah.
is theoretical. Okay. Anyway, moving on. Third course, I'm going to go with a nice medium rare steak. Actually, no, just medium. Medium steak. And a nice twice baked potato with a big heap of cheese, like melty cheese and bacon in the middle.
Mm. Okay.
And I'm going to have more bacon because honestly, if I could only eat one thing for the rest of my life, it'd be bacon.
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 Bacon, bacon.
funny little side story. Mm-hmm. One time my dad and I made a short film when I was like 8. You know in like iMovie trailers when
yes,
you can make
yeah,
iMovie?
Yeah.
We made one about the bacon tales.
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm. It's essentially it? Me on a Saturday morning at like 8 years old running around in my underwear and trying to steal bacon.
You both
from my
knew
father.
Who you were from a very young age. Mark was in that social media. Mark was in that social media grind even then.
And it was filmed on our family iPad.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, fourth course is dessert. And I'm going for a good homemade chocolate mousse. My dad makes killer chocolate mousse.
Mm-hmm.
And graham cracker cake.
Ooh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yum.
Yeah. We're eating good.
Yummy
We're
scrummy.
Eating good. Oh, and a Dr. Pepper. I need a Dr. Pepper in
Dr.
there somewhere.
Pepper.
I think maybe I'd have
Duh.
Dr. Pepper with my third course.
Mm.
Anyway, okay. That's my last meal. That would
yum.
Be what I would eat as my last meal.
Yum, yum.
What would yours be?
I need to think. You had that, like, locked and loaded. I haven't, like, thought about this too much.
Okay, because the thing is, it is very hard for me to pick favorite foods. Whenever someone's like, what's your favorite food? Bitch, I don't know. I like a lot of food.
Yeah.
I'm a foodie. I like a snack. I love a good snack. Here's the thing. So whenever someone's like, oh, like, what are your last meal? I have to think about it. So now I'm prepared.
You have it locked, yeah.
Because every time I get caught off guard and I say, oh, I don't know, like...
You have it all locked and loaded. All four
Shut
courses.
Up. Whenever someone's like, what's your favorite food? my first thought is movie theater popcorn.
Interesting.
Does that even count maybe as just food?
Maybe it's just because the smell is so...
Oh, rare. My God. I would kill for a the movie theater really butter good. Popcorn right now.
Make some. I have popcorn in my room. Anyways. I don't know how in-depth mine would be. I would want...
I feel like...
Ooh, a hash brown. That sounds yummy. I want a really good hash brown.
One of those hash brown breakfast sandwiches.
Ooh.
That could be kind of fire.
I would really want a hash brown. Like you said, I would want the thick cut bacon.
Yeah, so good.
I feel like I would want a nice waffle. You know,
there'd be
so
some
good.
Avocado in there too.
Okay, here's the thing. For breakfast when I'm home, what I have a lot is I have a, like a piece of sourdough bread mm-hmm. with avocado, and then this
sourdough.
Like,
I would do.
Oh my god!
I, listen, I would do terrible things for a piece of sourdough.
Oh my goodness!
I would kill for sourdough. I feel very strongly. No, because the bread here is not great. Like
the only
bread really,
that's
really
like, okay is the like
ciabatta. Yeah, I really, really miss having just like when my dad would just come home from work and he'd just have like freshly made bread mm-hmm. that he just decided to make that day.
Mm-hmm.
I miss having a piece of sourdough with like melty butter all over it as like yeah. toast for breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god, I do ungodly things for a piece of sourdough bread right now. Anyway, I'm sorry. I just felt really
sourdough.
Sourdough.
I usually when I'm home, I have a piece of sourdough bread with avocado, and then there's like this pesto cashew spread thing that's from Trader Joe's, and I have like an egg on it, and then I put hot sauce on it, and then I put the everything but the bagel seasoning on it.
That sounds really good.
So maybe I would have that too. Oh, but wait. I also love, one time my dad made chicken and waffles
because
he has like a waffle iron
mm-hmm.
and then he did have a fry later, but then I think he broke it and it was so good. I feel like I would want Dale to make that for me again.
I love waffles. I also feel like maybe you'd have sushi in your last meal somewhere.
I don't know. Like maybe I would.
Like really good sushi.
Yeah.
I don't really know. I'm not a sushi girl.
There is this one restaurant, this Chinese food restaurant back home that I, like, my mom used to go to all the time when she was little, and mm-hmm. I went there all the time, and I feel like I would just want, like, a nice meal from them, and I would get, like, dumplings. They have really good fried rice. I would get, oh my god, a scallion pancake. Those are so good.
Mm-hmm.
And then... I don't know what else. But then also, because of where I'm from, or just like, I don't know. I like, I haven't tried that much seafood, but I do like mm-hmm. fish. Probably.
Ooh, me too.
Low-key a good like beer battered fish and chips.
Oh, that would could be hit. Nice. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. With like some good fries. Like,
mm-hmm.
Or alternatively, like a nice fish taco.
Stop. I
could do that.
I just had a revelation because
what?
You know what one of my favorite meals ever is that I might possibly request along with my already 4-course meal? Dude, the holy trinity of a chicken Caesar salad,
mm-hmm.
crunchy, well-seasoned french fries,
ooh,
and a Coke
ooh.
On a warm yum. Summer day.
Yum, yum.
Oh my god.
Yum.
Pure ecstasy.
Pure
euphoria. What would you have for dessert? Would you have any, like, sweet treats?
Okay, wait. Also, you saying that salad thing reminds me. There's this one really good salad from Rory's, like, this marketplace. But they're closed, and they don't have it anymore. I'm so sad, but it was so good. It had, like, chicken and this, like... It's like this, like, green avocado poblano dressing almost.
Mm.
Like, I don't know what it was. It was so good, though. And it had, like, corn tomatoes, like, little crunchies, mm-hmm. like, I don't know, like, a bunch of random stuff, like, onion. Like, I don't know. It was really good. And then for dessert, dessert's a hard one. I'm not the biggest, like, I like sweet treats, but I'm definitely a savory person over a sweet person.
I have really grown out of sweetness in my, like, as I've gotten older, I'm definitely more of, like, a dark chocolate person. Mm-hmm. I like more of a mildly sweet dessert. I don't know. Anyway, this is all making me really hungry.
I know. This is kind of making me hungry, too. I feel like for dessert, I love a good croissant, but I don't, like, just, like, a nice big croissant. Or... I don't know. I'm not in the mindset to really think about dessert.
I'm thinking about that one place that we went to in Boston that had the bomb-ass chocolate croissant.
Ooh.
And my mocha latte. Like, that was so yum. That was so yum.
So yum. I do like...
What was that place called?
I do like strawberry shortcake, but I don't know if I would actually put that on my death row. Because if I could have any dessert, like, I've had very, like, in the grand scheme of things, I've had very minimal desserts.
Mm-hmm.
Like, maybe I should try something new.
Yeah.
Maybe I should try, like, I don't know.
One time my dad made creme brulee.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I feel like
sometimes you would just, like, come home and have, like, really strange random desserts.
What's that thing? Is it, like, souffle? That, like, deflates if you're not careful.
Oh, yeah.
I'd want to try that.
Mmm, yum.
Yeah. Chocolate souffle. Oh, my God. Fried dough. I love fried dough. And churros, like, that type. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Doughboys.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I need, like,
fair food. Dippin' Dots.
I like fried dough only at fairs. I will, like, that's why it's so good, because I can only have it at fairs.
I like it. I've had it camping a few times, too, which is also pretty yum. Like, I don't know. Someone we would go camping with could always make, like, homemade fried dough. Anyway.
Perf.
I'm really hungry. I think I need to go eat, like, my body weight in food right now. And I also really need a coffee. Anyways, guys, thanks so much for listening to our second episode.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening to us yap about...
What do we yap about? Culinary frats, our fathers.
Our fathers.
Bobby Flay.
Prison.
Prison and death row meals.
Yeah.
It's been a crazy ride.
It's been a crazy ride today.
We did a crazy, crazy, like, connection with this episode.
Mm-hmm. Like, that all looped right back around.
Oh, yeah. It's all full circle.
Anyways, we'll talk to you soon. Thanks so much for listening. Bye, guys.
Bye.